Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this precious morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father God, as we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father. We ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. But Father God, you said if we would confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new morning, Father, a day that we have never seen, Father God, and a day that we will never, ever see again. We thank you, Father, because you are the creator of it. We thank you for new mercies that embrace us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumber during the midnight hours. And as we rise and shine in your command today, Father God, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the enemy has set up to come against us and our families this day as we stand on the promises of your word to say not so. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, will prosper, or shall prosper. We are unable to be touched by evil. We say thank you, Father, that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We pray for your people everywhere, Father, those who have been hit with sicknesses and those with infirmities and diseases and those in grief, those in, Father God, in struggle, those in rejoicing, those in labor, Father God, Father, those who are weeping, those who are crying, those who are laughing, oh, Father God, those who are struggling, those who are within, those who are without, we pray for them, Father. And we thank you for sending your word and meeting them, Father, and their point of need. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our endurance. Thank you, Father God, for upholding us for these last 11 and a half years. Thank you, Father. Thank you for supplying every need. Thank you for being our substance, our provider. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our chief intercessor, the propitiator for all of our sins. We say thank you. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for a host of angels. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for open doors, closed doors. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for this communication, Father. We can come together on this platform. Thank you. Thank you for paying the bills every month. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for our audience around the globe, our brothers and sisters that we won't meet until we get to heaven, but we thank you that they're being edified, Father God, doing on this platform. Thank you for making it possible. Thank you for the person who created all this, Father God, because we know that every good and perfect gift coming from above. So, Father God, we say all this to say thank you for everything. In all things, we give you praise. Bless the woman of God as she comes today, Father God, to bring the word. Bless her heart, Father God. The prayers that she has prayed, Father God. The ones that you have answered, we thank you for. And we thank you for what you're doing right now and what's yet to be revealed. We come against every force that's coming against her. And we ask that you will be a friend to her friends and an enemy to her enemies. Bless her. Bless her business, Father. Bless her ministry. Bless her family. Continue to bless her going in and bless her coming out. And we say thank you for her, Father. Thank you for the God in her. Thank you for the message that she will be sharing with your people on this day. And we say thank you. Now we commit this service into your hands, and we ask that you would have your way. For truly you are the potter and we are the clay. Anoint us to hear, for faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Anoint our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, our spirits to obey. Help us to say yes to your will and say yes to your way. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Help us to touch and agree with the word of God on this morning. And we bless you. Now, Father God, as you had taught your disciples to say and to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Good morning. 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 Morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and our God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome all of our first-timers from around the world, around the globe, listening in on today. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Our spiritual breakfast, amen, is about to be served. It's a breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So please enjoy the services, enjoy yourself, and keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then we are back on Sundays, amen, for brunch. Amen, glory be to God. If you miss one, you can always, amen, follow us, amen, at blogtalkradio.com /kingdomleadership. Amen. Just follow us. Amen. That way, amen, you will receive an email. When you follow us, if you go to the website and hit the follow button, then every day you will get an email for our services. So even if you miss us, you get the chance to listen to the replay by just opening up your email. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Technology is beautiful. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Afrida. Amen. I am your host on this morning. Amen. And we want to give a shout out to all of our ministry partners. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Amen. God bless you. We pray that all is well. And we pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend as we have entered into a new week. And we're still in a new month. Amen. And definitely in a new season. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We're going to hear a little bit about, amen, our brother Cornelius today. Cornelius, Cornelius, amen. Hallelujah. We pray that you have your Bibles open. We have your pens, you have your pads. Amen. And take some copious notes. Amen. And grab that, whatever the Lord wants to say to you, that rhema. Amen. Grab that rhema. Amen. And we're going to walk with it. Amen. Hallelujah. We know the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, we want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is truly, amen, born again. I'll tell you the truth, amen. I know some people, amen. I know some people, and then I know some people, amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, I know some people that saved, amen, and love the Lord, amen, and she is one of them. Amen. She's not playing church. Amen. This woman is born again. Amen. Hallelujah. She is the assistant pastor to our Bishop William Scott. Amen. Glory be to God. Her ministry consists of what is called the Sunday morning wrap. And where the saints of God come and dive into the Word of God and have a chance to interact, ask questions, and get and understand about how we can apply the word to our daily lives. Amen. Glory be to God. She is also a businesswoman. She has a small business. Amen. We'll hear about that before we conclude the call. Amen. And she is a mother, a grandmother. Amen. She's a servant. She's a friend. Amen. And she loves the Lord. Amen. And she loves God's people. I've never heard this woman say one negative thing about anybody at any time. Amen. Glory be to God. All I hear is love coming out of her heart and love coming out of her lips. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some, amen, and introduce to others, amen, our pastor, Debbie Wilburn, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace. And receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen and amen. Pastor Debbie, God bless you. Amen. And thank you for being with us on this morning.
For that lovely introduction. Hallelujah and amen. This morning I'm going to be speaking on Cornelius. But before I do, Father, I come to you now, humble as I know how, asking God that you speak to these lips of clay, not only me and all of you, Father. Use me for your glory, that someone may get a better understanding of the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Cornelius was a centurion. I'm in Acts, the 10th chapter. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for memorial before God. And he was instructed to send men to Joppa, Simon Peter. I'm going to stop there. He was a centurion, which is the captain of 100 men of the band, of the Italian band, which was the Italian guard, a Roman military squad. He was devout, godly, and well-reverent, a pious man. He and his household feared God. He gave much alms to the people and always prayed to God. There came a day when in prayer he had a vision, and the angel appeared to him, telling him to seek out Simon Peter. Cornelius loved God and was about the business of doing what the Lord would have him to do. His meeting with Peter was the beginning of the Gentiles being grafted into the faith. Cornelius was considered to be the first Gentile who converted to the faith. Because as you know, the Romans were more or less against the Christians. But how many of us know that when God has a plan, it's going to come together? When Cornelius met with Peter, well, first of all, Peter was on the roof, and a sheet was let down, and all manner of animals were there. And Peter was like, no, Lord, I'm not defiled myself with these things. And the Lord told me, don't call what I said, what I made unclean. And what that came down to was that it was the Lord's way of letting Peter know that it was okay to go into the Gentiles and tell them about him. The Jews were of a strict order where they only preached and talked to those that are in their group. They didn't go out to the other nations, which were called the Gentiles, like the Greeks and so forth. So Cornelius was the first one to do that, and the first one to convert to the faith. He gave to the people. He helped the synagogue. He did a lot of deeds of kindnesses to the people of God. And there came a time when his prayers and alms came up to a memorial of God. Are you in that place where your prayers can come up to a memorial for the God, that he remembers you and helps you in whatever it is that you need to be helped in? Cornelius was that man. Cornelius followed the instructions of the angel. When the angel said, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. And when the angel left, he didn't hesitate. He did exactly what the angel told him to do. He sent men to Joppa to fetch Peter. At the same time as when Peter was on the roof and the sheet descended down, and the Lord told Peter to kill and eat. And like I said, Peter said, no, I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. He said, God said, what God has cleansed, that call thou not uncommon. This was done 3 times. And when it was over, the men came to fetch Peter. And the Lord told Peter to go with them. And he did. Whew. Peter, and he followed the instructions of God as well. But Cornelius, being what would be considered an outsider, because the Jews weren't allowed to go into their home to commune with them. Peter learned that God is not a respecter of persons. Cornelius was received by Peter and baptized. He was one of the first who was baptized as a Gentile. He loved God so much that he sought after God and prayed on a regular basis and talked with God. And God saw him and heard his prayers and answered his prayers, realizing that, well, God knew he needed to be baptized even though Cornelius didn't. But he sent Peter to complete the job. Cornelius was a man of stature. He was of the He was of the house of the gens Cornelia, which was a famous patrician house of ancient Rome. And as I said, he was the captain of the band of the Italian Guard, which is a Roman military guard squad. He was not just any Roman. He was of stature. He had a place, and he had clout which meant that with him being converted, he was able to help convert others by word of mouth, by showing, by action, what he did. And we, as Christians and believers, should be doing the same thing. We need to be out there telling people about who Jesus is so that they can understand and get a better understanding of who he is and of what the word says. Because nowadays, people are so confused in the word, they have things twisted. And the only way they're going to get an understanding is if we let our light so shine that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. We are the ambassadors of Christ, as Cornelius became an ambassador for Christ. We have to stop just sitting in the churches behind the four walls into one another. We have to prepare and go out in the world. He said, go out and compel them to come. We have to compel them. But we can't compel them without one, number one, love. We have to be able to love everybody unconditionally. We can't place a value on how I love you. We have to be able to give freely as Jesus freely gave to us. He didn't charge us for his love. He gave his life for his love. And we today in this world need to do the same. Not that we have to die for them, but we do have to live it and give it to them in a way that they can see and understand it. Because love is an action word. You can say I love you all day long, but if you can't show me, then how do I really know? And that's the way the world is. The world is in need of that kind of love, where we don't judge what they've done, who they are, or even what their orientation is. We have to love them through that. Because love covers a multitude. God loved you through your sin. We have to love them through theirs. God is love. And if we can't love, it's a problem. Because love draws more people than hate. Love will cause someone to say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be like you? So in my closing, I'm going to say, walk in integrity, walk in love, follow after the Spirit and not after the flesh, and you will fulfill the will of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen, Pastor Wilburn. Amen on. Amen, Brother Cornelius. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah, who prayed and was full of good works and deeds and alms. Amen, visited by an angel. Amen, God heard his prayers and God answered his prayers, hallelujah, and knew that he was chosen for a higher alternative. My God. Does our prayers, amen, you ask a question, a soul-searching question, amen, hallelujah, for us to judge, amen, and just give ourselves the answer, amen. Do our prayers reach a memorial for God, my God Jesus, Wow, thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said something, amen, and I caught that early on, amen, when you said when God has a plan, it's going to come together. Ah, my God, amen. My God. Hallelujah. It might be delayed, amen, but it's never denied. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A plan, a good plan, and it's going to come together. Amen, amen. And we know that all things work together for good. for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Amen. But you summed it up. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And our service for the Lord. Amen. We have to walk in love. Amen. Because without love, you said love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Without love, we don't have anything. You said we have to give freely. We have to walk in integrity. Amen. And walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my God. If we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. Or if we walk in the spirit, let us live in the spirit. So we want to thank God. We want to thank God. Amen. That we are encouraged through Cornelius. Amen, beloved. Amen. To know that, amen, God is the same God yesterday and forever. It is mandatory that we pray. You have to pray when the flesh feels like it, when you feel like it. It is mandatory that we put the time in prayer. You don't always have to be on your knees, but you always have to be in prayer. Amen. Look for every opportunity to pray. And we see here that Cornelius prayed. He was full of good works and deeds, because you're not going to do anything else if you're good. If you pray, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. So you will be good of good deeds, because the Holy Spirit is not going to lead you any other way but good, because God is good. See? And then, beloved, when we do it, and you know what I want to, and wrapping up your elaboration, Pastor, it comes to mind, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, that comes to mind. Amen. Matter of fact, that's our premise for our early morning altar, where we meet at 5 o'clock on social media. Amen. And it's 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. This sounds like Cornelius' testimony to me. This is what this is what Cornelius did. And then what's the best part B on that? God says, when we do that, he's going to do something. He says, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And I'm telling you, when God heals something, it's healed.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to thank you so much, Pastor. Amen. Glory be to God for that. Amen. Elaboration on Cornelius. Amen. Encouraging us. So just keep going. Just keep going. There's no failure in God. Amen. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. God will hear your cry. For the Lord is answered and his word is true. Don't stop praying. God will answer you. And live right. That's what Pastor Debbie was telling us today, beloved. But you can't live right if you don't pray. Glory be to God. And just because you pray don't mean you live right. You're going to live right. You got to put some effort in it. You got to want to do it. Amen. We have to ask God to make us Christians in our hearts. Amen? And amen. All right. Pastor Debbie, come on, share with take another minute or two and share with our listening audience what's going on in your world. I did on your introduction, I said something about the ministry, if you want to recap on the ministry. And we know that you have a home-based business, if you want to share on that. Amen. Whatever the Lord put on your heart at this time, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, the ministry the Lord gave me, we call it Sunday Morning Wrap, and the equivalent to Sunday School. With the difference of, we talk about the word, the Lord will give me a scripture, I'll expound on the scripture, and then whoever in the audience can feedback whether or not they understood or elaborate or go into how they're going dealing with this or the situations that they have in their lives. And it's a way to get things off your chest and understand the word and how to apply it to your life. It goes pretty well, and I think most people like it. even those, even the visitors, it's something new for them because not many church. I don't know any church that does do it that way. And I get a little enjoyment out of it. As far as my little business, I'm with the Juice Plus Company, and it's a healthy living business where it is one simple change changes things. And that simple change is Juice Plus capsules, which are fruits, vegetables, and berries in capsules. 30 different fruits, 30 different vegetables, 30 different berries. And they encapsulate it with tapioca as opposed to what the normal capsules are. Everything is plant-based. There are no animal products. It goes straight from the vine to the factory, which is on the premises of the farm, and freeze-dried, made into powder, placed in the capsules, and it's all natural. And also what it is too is that it's not a vitamin. It bridges the gap between what we should eat and what we eat. I don't know anybody who eats 30 different vegetables, 30 different fruits, or 30 different berries in the course of a day. And if they did, they got a lot of money, and they're eating a lot of food. This is a simpler way to help yourself. We don't claim that Juice Plus cures anything, but it does help your body to do what it's supposed to do from the beginning, the way God created it. My testimony for that is that when I started the Juice Plus 2 years ago, I had high blood pressure. I had high cholesterol. I couldn't reach behind my back without pain. I couldn't walk a half a block, much less a block without pain. Now I can walk the supermarket without using a scooter. I can walk the supermarket. I'm not on blood pressure meds. I'm now on cholesterol meds. And I've lost 45 pounds. And that was without the exercise and whatnot. Although I'm going to get, I have to get into the exercise. I'm just saying that this product is amazing. And if you're interested in healthy living, this is the way to go. We also have what is called a tower garden. And that is an aeroponic garden where you grow fruits, vegetables, herbs, produce in your own home. And all you need is water and the minerals that go with the tower. It's simple. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I kill cactus. And like it also, it's a business that's easily gotten into. It's $60 a year to be a partner. So if it's something that you would like to do, Pastor Bradford, you can give them my phone number, and I would appreciate it.
Well, I'm gonna let you give them the phone number. Why don't you give the phone number, and then I have a testimony. Okay, go ahead. Whichever way you would have them contact you.
Okay. My phone number is 215-715-4211.
I have a, thank you, amen. That's 215-715-4211. I have a testimony on that. Pastor Debbie introduced me to the Juice Plus. It's been a few months now. I said, you know what, I'll try, because at that time my blood pressure was up and down. You know, some days my blood pressure was regular, some days act like it want to act up. And the doctor was trying to convince me to, you know, take blood pressure medication, which I didn't want to do because I just don't like taking medication. So I told the doctor to give me a month and I'll be back. I said, if my blood pressure is still wacky, I said, then at that time I will consider blood pressure medication. Pastor Debbie introduced me to the Juice Plus, and I purchased it, and I started taking the capsules, And I don't know how long it was, but all I know is when I went back to the doctor the next month or month after, whatever, they asked me what was up. They asked me, Miss Bradford, what are you doing? Like, how is your blood pressure? No, I mean, they just couldn't believe it. That's all I want to say. They couldn't believe it. I sort of had a hard time believing it myself. You know, I had a hard time believing it myself. And so I would encourage anybody, amen, to try it. You contact Pastor Debbie. You go on the website and do your research on the company and try it. And I'm telling you, they're on to something here. They're on to something. Amen. So that's my testimony. Amen. And my blood pressure is regular. Matter of fact, I was at the doctor last week, and they said my A1C is down to 6.3. They said, what are you doing? I said, look, number one, I ain't stressing about nothing. I'll tell you that. That's the first thing. Amen. The Lord is my healer. But I'm telling you, we give God the glory. But anyone that's really want to get into natural health and get keeping ourselves fit and getting where we need to be and maintaining that, amen, I would highly recommend Juice Plus. I would highly recommend it. Yes.
I'd like to give them my website.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Lowercase D, lowercase W, 30881.juiceplus.com.
All right, now repeat that now.
That's lowercase D, lowercase W, 30881.
Okay. So y'all have that. BW, her name is Debbie Wilburn, so B for, I'm sorry, D for doll baby. Yeah, D for doll baby, W for water, so DW 30881.juiceplus.com. So that's a website, and you definitely want to try it. You definitely want to give her a call and connect with her. Amen. You definitely. Some of you are taking too many medications right now. You're taking too many medications. You're borderline diabetic. You're borderline. Look, we used to fellowship in the same building with Pastor Debbie. We saw Debbie walking in that church because we would come in when they was leaving. She would have that cane. Y'all remember Pastor Debbie with that cane? Pastor Debbie done threw that cane away.
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Debbie done lost 45 pounds without trying. Come on, y'all. The Lord has answers and remedies out there. We just act like we don't want to spend no money, you know. And for a dollar a day, for a dollar, less than a dollar a day, I'm telling you, your health is your wealth. If you don't have your health, you don't have nothing. Amen? So give it a try. Amen. I would encourage you. You have her testimony. You have my testimony. Amen. And her telephone number, again, is 215-715-4211. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. God bless you again, Pastor Debbie. And we thank you, amen, for stopping by this morning. Amen. And you know you are, amen, invited anytime, amen, to come and have fellowship with us at the breakfast table here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And to God be prayed. Do you have any special prayer requests before we wrap it up?
No, just general prayer is always good.
Amen. Amen. Always good. Amen. To God be praised. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
We want to thank God.
And thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Amen. Pastor Debbie Wilburn, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for her, and thank God for her ministry, and thank God for her faithfulness. Amen to amen, the assistant pastor to our Bishop Williams Scott. Amen. He was the bishop. Amen. We shared the same building. Amen. When we were located on Fifth Street in Alleyne. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Just a group of lovely, God-loving, God-fearing people. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For that elaboration on Cornelius. Amen. Who was called for a higher purpose. Amen. A man with a God-fearing man with a prayer life, full of good works and good arms and deeds. Amen. And had the angel of God visiting him to let him know that his prayer had been heard. My God, Jesus, have mercy. Life is worth living when you're walking with Jesus, because Jesus is the life and he is the truth. Amen. All right. In form of announcement today, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today. Amen. And then back tonight at 9 p.m. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Amen. We'll pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Call in at the top of the hour. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, let's come in with that prayer of Cornelius, with the spirit of Cornelius. And we want to thank God that we can testify in this ministry. Amen. That we have some mighty testimonies, some beautiful testimonies. Amen. Of God answering prayer. Amen. And so we're just excited. Amen. Hallelujah. God promises. Amen. That the only thing that stops God from hearing us, beloved, is when we have unconfessed sin in our lives. And then all we have to do is ask God to forgive us and mean it. And I mean, it's just so easy that we make it difficult. Amen. So meet us there. Amen. Tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. I'm not sure how we're going to take it tomorrow, because I thought I had scheduled someone to minister tomorrow, but I'm looking at my calendar and I don't see no names. So I don't know. We might open up the call. I don't know. The Lord might drop a word in my spirit. I don't know. Amen. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Lord's willing, Wednesday night Bible study. This is our praise week. Amen. Friday night. Amen. Bring your own praise party. Amen. 9 o'clock on Friday night. Come with your testimonies, your songs, amen, hallelujah, and your prayers and your rejoicing. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Seems like it's something else I'm supposed to be saying, and I don't remember because I didn't write it down. Let me see. I didn't write it down. All right. So we'll share it tomorrow. Oh, yeah, Brother Reed wanted me to share some information, amen, when I saw him on Sunday at Pastor Erica's, amen, event. Amen. Glory be to God. He did give me some information to share, so I'll make sure that I share it. All right, beloved, amen. If you're listening today and you never gave your life to Jesus Christ, if you never gave your life to Jesus Christ, you're just walking on dangerous territory. It is dangerous territory. Glory, this dangerous. Amen. I fell asleep last night, amen, as a young man was, amen, I think it was on Daystar, and he was sharing, amen, and he died, and God took him to hell. Glory be to God. He's not the first one. I have a couple books also in my library, amen, of people who actually went to hell. I have some books where people died and went to heaven, and I have some books where people died and went to hell. And I believe that God allowed them to come back, amen, just by his grace and mercy to let us know. But, beloved, let me tell you something. Some of you don't believe in it, but why even take a chance? Why even take a chance? See, heaven is real. And hell is real. And we're going to find out sooner or later which one. Because you're going to end up one place or the other. Amen. Come on and give Jesus your life. Come on and give Jesus your life. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you'd like to do that, matter of fact, we're going to ask Pastor Debbie to come back as we give the benediction. Amen. And matter of fact, Pastor Debbie, we're going to ask if you would grace us with the benediction. If you would just give an altar call to anyone that's listening today that do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of their sins, and lead them to Christ, and maybe they're ready. Amen. Glory be to God. And then if you would just give us a benediction today, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone who hasn't given their life to Christ, repeat after me. Father, I come to you now, giving you my life, asking Jesus to come into my heart and save my soul. I repeat this, and I am saved. For by confession with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus is risen from the dead, you are saved. And if you've repeated this, please get with someone who can teach you more about the Bible and more about the Word of God. In Jesus' name. Father, as we leave this, your presence here and now, because you are always in the midst of us, Lord, and we are gathered together to watch over each and every one, God, wherever they may be. Continue to bless and keep each and every one, Father God, as we continue to worship and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a lovely day, a marvelous day, a fantastic day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. If not, oh yeah, tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on social media. Meet us at the morning altar on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Amen. Glory be to God. On our TV channel. Amen. If you want to find us, you can find us. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Erica is hooking it up. You can even go to the website and watch that live. Amen. So, amen. Meet us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Amen. At the morning altar. God bless you. I love you. Again, we want to, amen, thank our Pastor Debbie for sharing with us. Reach out to her today. Let her know you heard her here at Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. With Jesus Christ is the Lord. God's blessings on each and every one. Amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you.
Amen.
And I love you. Amen. God bless you.
Just have